Today in episode 10 of the New 30 podcast, I'm going to be talking with Susan Bach about firing your head committee, embracing your uniqueness, and creating a life you love. Welcome to the New 30 podcast, where you're invited to join me, Karen Barrett, as I explore the changing face of today's 50-something woman through conversations and interviews that will inspire, inform, and sometimes simply make you laugh at what it means to be the new 30 in today's world, because 50 is not what it used to be. Now let's have some fun. Hey everyone, I am so happy to have you listening today as I talk with Susan Bach. Susan is a leader in the field of creating transformational results for women entrepreneurs and creator of her signature program, Monetize Your Uniqueness, in which she works with women to help them discover how to make the most of their unique gifts and talents to create a business and a life they love by doing what it is they're passionate about to make a difference in the world. I've gotten to know Susan through her Facebook group, Loving Your Business, Your Life, and Yourself, which I absolutely love, and I highly recommend to anyone wanting to surround themselves with a positive, encouraging group of entrepreneurial spirited women. I also read a book in which her story, Happiness is an Inside Job, is featured. The name of the book is Your Shift Matters, and it spotlights people who have made breakthroughs in their lives after going through difficult times. And in Susan's story, she talks about her lifelong struggle with feeling like she didn't fit in, being misunderstood, and not feeling worthy, which are all feelings that I can totally relate to. As you know, I've talked about this before, and how she got over those feelings of inadequacy by using visualization to fire her head committee, which is the negative chatter constantly going on in her mind, which many of us struggle with, including me, and how this simple technique led to a complete mind shift in which Susan was able to find self-love and acceptance and create a much more successful business and happy, fulfilling life filled with more time to do the things she enjoys, thereby bringing more joy and fun into her life. So I'm super excited for you to hear from Susan as she shares her inspiring story and some of the ways women can stop the negative chatter, find their uniqueness, and create a successful life they love filled with freedom, fun, and joy. And speaking of fun, before I talk to Susan, Dawn and I are going to spend a few minutes talking about our most recent trip to Vegas and our misadventures as VIPs in a nightclub her sister talked us into going to. But before we get to that, I also wanted to mention that I'm going to be moving again. My daughter is now engaged and is going to be moving out with her fiance. And right now we're roommates. We share a house together. So I am going to be busy finding a place for Carson and I to live and then moving once again after a year to a new place, hopefully some place we can settle into. So in the meantime, I'm going to be publishing my episodes just twice a month, so every other Tuesday. So I just wanted to let everybody know that my next episode will be released on March 20th, and then every other Tuesday after that. And then as soon as I get settled into my new place, I will resume releasing episodes weekly, which I love doing. I just know that I need to have a little extra time to focus on finding a place to live and making the move. So let's get right to that story of our trip to Vegas, and then we will dig into my interview with Susan. So here we go. Well, hey, Dawn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great also. Today, I wanted to talk about one of our biggest trips that we took recently. We've gone a couple of times, and I feel like we've gone more times than that, but I think we've only gone a couple times, but both times we've had a blast.
We've packed Vegas so much in it. It seems like more.
Right. Exactly. It does. That's what it is. So we went in October, I think it was, this time, you and me and one of our other friends, and Then at the last minute, your sister, you invited your sister, which was, great because she's a lot of fun. I've gone on a trip with her and you before and she's a lot of fun. And it turns out that she was getting married just maybe a month.
The next month.
Yeah. After our trip. So we kind of made it into a little, bachelorette weekend for her. So that was, it was a good time, especially Friday night because we went to the carnival. Court, I think it is at, which restaurant, not
it's
restaurant,
like it's Harrah's, I think.
Harrah's, yes. I think. Yeah. And that's where we went last time. And I've gone pretty much every time I've been to Vegas because it's just a fun kind of an outdoor bar with dancing. We can just all dance with each other. So we've done that both times and that's a lot of fun because everybody just dances
all
with
ages.
Everybody. Right, yeah. Right. It's so much fun. And it's hard. I know back in Fresno, it was hard to find a place like that where you could just go out and dance and have a good time as girls.
Right.
It's just wasn't really a common thing. So then the second night, your sister wanted
knew the, whatever they call them, not
promoter.
Promoter,
I think. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she wanted us
Tao.
To go there. Yes.
Yeah. And which casino is Tao in?
Was it Venetian?
Okay. Uh-huh. That's right. So it was pretty cool when we first got there because we got free drinks and free appetizers because we were VIPs. And so that was pretty exciting getting to be VIPs. I'd never done that before. I think you've done a VIP thing before, but I had never.
I had before. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of fun. It wasn't quite as exciting as I thought it would be, but at least we got some free drinks and we got some free apps and that was fun when we were, and that's why we were waiting for the club to open, I think, right? Cause we were sitting out in the waiting room.
You're skipping one of the funny part. Your shoes.
Oh, my shoes. That's right. Okay. But yeah, we have to back up here. That's right. All right. I never ever wear anything but flat, comfortable shoes because I have not major foot problems, but I just have, you know, no arch. And so I have to wear arch support. I'm just like, it's like I'm 80 years old, really, or like my feet are the feet of an 80 year old. And so when I do wear what I consider high heels, which to you guys, I know you have no problem.
It's about 1.5 inches.
Right. Exactly. So that's what I wore the night before. And I could hardly walk the next day because you do a lot of walking in Vegas. There's no way around that unless you're good. Well, even if you took a taxi or Uber, you just can't do that because the traffic's so bad. So we had to do a lot of walking. And by the time, by the next day, by the time we'd done all the walking that night, I could hardly walk. I had blisters all over my feet and my feet just hurt so bad that even in my tennis shoes that I brought, I couldn't even walk comfortably. But even though my tennis shoes were a little more comfortable, there's no way I'm wearing my tennis shoes out dancing that night or doing whatever we were going to do.
To a club. We were clubbing.
To a club. Right. We were clubbing. That's right. And I'm sure I wouldn't have even gotten in if I had my bright pink running shoes on. So I tried to wear my same shoes I'd worn the night before, but I was just dying. And I don't like to be a whiner. I don't like to ruin everybody's time, but my feet were freaking killing me. I'm thinking I will not be able to even stand up in this place. You guys are going to have to get a wheelchair or some kind of push thing for me so I can even function properly. So we happened to walk by a Skechers store. So I went in and got a pair of Skechers that I still wear those Skechers. They're flip-flops. They're Skecher flip-flops. They're not fancy. They're like rubber Skecher flip-flops, but they have great arch support. And I love those shoes. And every time I put them on, I think about, oh, these were my savior in Vegas. So yeah. So let's hear, I want to hear your side of what was going on because I know in my side, I'm just like, I'm going to die if I don't get some new shoes on. So I didn't care what I looked like in my flip-flops with my semi-dressy outfit or whatever. I was fine with it. So what did it look like to you guys? I'm sure you guys were like, what?
It was pretty funny, I have to say. So mind you, I already felt a little bit out of place at this club because my sister, for some reason, was under the impression that we fit in there, which I was not under that impression. Not at all. It's a lot of younger people there and they're, you know, early 20s and very, very short dresses and very, very high heels. And, you know, it's a dance club and it's a place where you see and be seen. Well, yeah, we definitely were, bumping up the age bar by probably a good 20 plus years.
Right.
So we sit there for a while and we're waiting because he said the promoter said, well, you know, here, ladies, here's some appetizers and drinks. And, you know, I'll let you know whenever it's time to go up. So we sat and waited and waited and waited. And we see all these people going in. And eventually he came over. He's like, oh, I forgot you were here. Go on up.
That's so right.
Number one, we weren't quite as VIP as we were led to believe.
No, we
so
were not.
We go inside and it's definitely the land of 20 year olds. And yes. I was telling my sister, I said, oh, I just don't think we belong here. This is not my scene versus the night before. It was all ages, but we definitely were comfortable there and having a great time. And here it's a bunch of, bumping and grinding and naked girls or semi naked girls in bathtubs and definitely not my scene. So I tell my sister, I said, you know, I don't feel like we belong here. She's like, look around. All the guys are our age. And I said, they're in their 50s and 60s. But if you notice, they're with the 20-year-olds.
I didn't even notice there were guys our age there. That's hilarious. All I saw was the.
They were not noticing us. I can tell you that. Yeah. But my favorite quote of the night was whenever you said we were all kind of tired of being wallflowers and ready to leave. And my sister wanted to hang and the rest of us were more than ready to leave. And Karen says, I know how to clear the room. I'm just going to get right in the bathtub with one of those girls and that'll do it.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes, that would have cleared the room quickly.
And then I just kept laughing, just thinking, what if you would have just stripped down to your undies and crawled right on in? That probably would have cleared the room.
It definitely would have. There would have been a lot of viral videos made that night.
Yeah. So the next day I called my son and, you know, he's like, what did you do in Vegas? And I said, oh, the first night we had a blast, you know, we were dancing, you know, went to this place we'd gone before. And I said, and the second night we went to a nightclub and I told him what we had done. And I said, and I really don't feel my age most of the time, but there I felt every one of my 50 plus years. And I said, I just am too old for that. And my son, who's 27, he's like, Mom, I'm too old for that. So that made me feel a little better that even my young son feels too old for that club. So.
Yeah, that's right. It was more like just turned 21 where everybody wants to go. Well, and it was just wall to wall people. You couldn't dance. You couldn't, we just couldn't get a
drink.
And we kept bumping into people. And then I felt like they were giving us, you know, glaring at us. Cause like, what are you grannies doing here? Which of course they were
dancing
insane,
on
but...
the ledge. And then my sister's like, let's jump up there. And I was
No, for one thing, I will fall.
Clear the room. If we're up there twerking, I can just imagine how that would be.
That is so true.
I can say we definitely know how to enjoy Vegas at our age and you can still have fun without showing your booty.
Right. Exactly. It was not. And that's the thing. We can pretty much make fun, have fun no matter what we're doing.
But that we have a great time. But that was the one time I was over it.
That's for sure. So bless her heart for trying to, you know, let
us
experience
a
VI treatment. Just kind of backfired.
Backfired. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin, for trying. Yeah. That just was not
the
place for it.
Cool.
Right. And the unfortunate thing is it was so late and we were all tired. My feet were, you know, still killing me, even in my flip-flops.
Even through the flip-flops. So
even through the flip-flops.
Picture a young Kim Kardashian and then Karen in her flip-flops, and that'll give you an idea of what we look like there.
Right. carrying my Skechers bag with my
Skechers bag in high, the club.
Right, with my high-heeled shoes on.
With your 1.5-inch heels.
Right. And my plan was when I got in the club and we started dancing and having a good time, I was going to put my high heels back on. But that, no, there wasn't even
there
worth it to do
room.
That.
Yeah.
No, there wouldn't have been room.
we were the only one, only females also wearing pants. Everyone else was wearing dresses that were barely an inch below their behinds.
Right.
And then, yeah, I felt like I was wearing a burqa in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeans and what I thought was a cute top.
Oh yeah. Me too. Mine showed my shoulders. I, you know, I felt racy and sexy and, but no, nope.
We went from being the belle of the ball the night before to definitely, to be Cinderella's ugly stepsister. All in 24 hours.
Right, exactly. And then we were just too tired to go out and do anything after that. We could have gone back to the carnival court or some other fun place, but we were just exhausted after that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was
we
not,
learned our lesson.
We did learn our lesson. That's right. Ugh. Yeah. Never again will we go to one of those nightclubs. We'll never trust your sister's judgment about what would be fun for us. Well, plus she's a little younger than us. So maybe that makes a big difference. Although I didn't see any 40 or even any 30 year olds in there, except I guess, like you said, the men, which I didn't even notice that there were older men in there with the younger gals.
Yeah.
It, for one thing, it was too dark in there for me to even be able to see. I didn't have my glasses on, so everything was kind of a blur. So yeah, not made for us.
Right. Yes.
Oh, that was, good times. Well, thanks for reminding me about that story because I had forgotten about it.
Memory lane.
That's right. Until you mentioned it earlier. It's like, oh, we got to talk about that because that was,
it was at my daughter's request. She's a biggest fan, you know, and she said, you got to talk about your night at the nightclub. So. This one's for Samantha.
Thank you, Samantha, for suggesting that. And thank you for being my biggest fan. I absolutely love you. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, thanks, Dawn, for talking to me today.
Sure.
And I will talk to you next time.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, today I am very excited to be talking to Susan Bach. Susan is a leader in the field of creating transformational results for women entrepreneurs who are working too hard for disappointing results. Her clients include struggling solopreneurs and seasoned entrepreneurs wanting to scale their business up or down. Her genius is helping clients navigate out of the quicksand of the daily grind that's robbing them of their passion. Using her Make More by Working Less proprietary program, clients discover the magic to monetize their genius, minimize the amount of time spent working, and maximize their freedom and fun factor. Welcome, Susan, and thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, it's a delight to be here, Karen, and every time I hear that last sentence, maximize your freedom and fun factor, I just want to laugh.
Well, I love it because it's so important to make life fun. I mean, that's one of the things that I'm all about is having a fun, joyous life. And so it's so easy to get bogged down and realize that you aren't having fun in your life. So
isn't it though?
It is.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's such an important piece of making your life a happy, joyous life, I think. Well, I recently read your story, Happiness is an Inside Job, in Your Shift Matters, which is a book spotlighting amazing people who turn burnouts and breakdowns into breakthroughs. And I was so inspired by your story of transformation. I was hoping you could tell us a little bit of your story and how you've gotten to the place where you are now.
Love that in 30 minutes.
Right. No, in 5 minutes, actually, because we have other stuff to talk about. So.
Oh my gosh. So is there something shorter than the Reader's Digest condensed version?
Right. Yeah, I know. It's just so much information to ask for in a short period of time.
I appreciate the question. And you know, Karen, that each one of us has a story. And that story is invaluable to us because the story is what has brought us to where we are today. Where I am today is... a place filled with gratitude and I'll get choked up even talking about it. And a space where I can love and be loved, mm-hmm. where I have permission to be 100% uniquely me, warts and all,
mm-hmm.
and to appreciate the person I've become. The first part of my life, I loathed the person I was.
Mm.
for a variety of reasons. I wanted to be anyone or anything else that I could see. I wanted to be anywhere else than where I was. Mm-hmm. At a very early age, I can remember sitting with my family, feeling like I really just did not belong. I didn't fit in. And over time, my little five-year-old brain developed various coping mechanisms to deal with that, mm-hmm. with those feelings. And the behaviors that came into being because of those feelings. So it was I discovered early on how my actions are directly a result of my beliefs. Those beliefs influenced me for control, not didn't influence me, they controlled my life.
Right.
For many years, decades, in fact. So hindsight, I can look back and see why I turned into a self-assessment junkie. As I was striving, I was craving an understanding of who I was and why I felt the way I did. Mm-hmm. Two key words there was understanding and craving. That's not a healthy combination.
Right. That's very true.
In addition to coping with my own sense of inadequacies and not being enough, I turned to addiction in several different ways. Mm-hmm. The healthiest of those addictions, if that can possibly be true, is the one of self-assessments. I thought the more assessments I took, the more understanding I would have, which in part was true. Mm-hmm. But I also learned, though, from those assessments and from many painful experiences that life chose to give me, was that knowledge is great, but it's only the beginning. It's what we do with it that matters. And one of the first awarenesses that I had in my path of self-discovery, and I jokingly say that when I stopped believing the lies I was telling myself, I came home to who I was. So part of those lies that I was telling myself was what I came to call my head committee. I'll come back to that in just a minute. Okay. In order for me to even acknowledge and understand that I had a head committee, I had to literally stop. And this was a twofold. It was a physical mandate from attending physicians because I was suffering from adrenal failure, constant stress and overwhelm and overload. So there was a physical component. There was a mental component in that I was going into a major depressive episode, not my first. And the realization that I really didn't want to live through these two experiences again. Mm-hmm. So in the thank you universe, you have a way of giving us what we don't even know we need. Right. That forced downtime and quiet time and peace, if you will. I went within and I truly listened, Karen, to what I was saying to myself. I listened to that mental monologue that runs 24/7. And what I heard just absolutely made me sob. Talk about a harsh critic, judgmental. Unkind, certainly not forgiving. Mm-hmm. And this constant beratement was something that I was doing to myself.
Right.
No one was doing this to me. This was 100% me. Now, granted, I get the occasional crossword or judgment from someone else, but 90% of what I was hearing was just my own monologue. So when I tuned into that and I realized that this head committee was, in essence, making me miserable, preventing me from having even one iota of happiness, I made the decision to say, enough. And so I literally visualized each person's voice that I heard in my head committee. I put a name to the voice. I put a face to it. I knew who they were. I invited them into my office, sat them down and thanked them for decades of unwavering service.
Right. I love it.
And I fired them.
That's great.
Very much, I no longer need you. I immediately then brought in, I chose four people that I wanted to bring in so that I could replace my head committee with my cheerleaders. And again, each person, whether they were real, a superhero, whether they were alive or dead, it didn't matter. But I had four people, again, voices and faces and names that I would tune into and invited to take up residence in my monologue so that I was being encouraged. I was encouraging myself and understanding myself in a way that I encouraged my clients. I started doing for myself exactly what I do for my clients. Mm. And that to me was the pivotal moment. That's when everything shifted from never fitting in, never being enough, to coming home to myself. Oh. That then led the pathway into the entire branding of my company now, which is monetizing your uniqueness. It's accepting the totality of our story, of who we are, of what brought us here, of our purpose, because we all have one. However big or small it is, it doesn't have to be world-changing. It can be world-changing. But we're here for a purpose. And I really don't believe that that purpose includes being miserable.
What a powerful shift that must have been to fire the head committee and bring in a whole new group. I can just picture doing that and feel like that would just be such a really great way of getting rid of those constant stream of negative chatter we have going on in our minds.
It was, Karen, and I can say, even in that moment, I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I absolutely had to take that action to survive. And it was an incredible rush. It was also probably the first time in my life that I took charge of my destiny. I made the decision that my past was no longer going to dictate my future.
Gosh, what a empowering thing to do, to just make that decision to do it and just do it from that day going forward. That's just an amazing thing.
The most liberating thing I've done in my life. You know, physically we do things that give us a sense of accomplishment that we can see, it's tangible. But when we have these mental shifts that are completely invisible. And yet when we change that one thing, Karen, everything changes.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. I just love that you came up with a method that worked for you, because I'm kind of the same thing. I'm a self-help junkie. And after reading a book, I'll feel better for a little bit. And then I just kind of fall into the same negative patterns of beating myself up. And so I just love that you came up with a way that you could just put an end to that for once and for all.
For me, Karen, what I had to let go of understanding why those voices were there, because mm-hmm. part of who I am, because I'm so inquisitive and I just question everything, is that I wanted the understanding. Well, what I realized was in this particular instance, I didn't need to understand it.
Yeah.
I just needed to let it go. And I think for speaking for myself, and perhaps for some of your listeners can relate to this, that I can look back and see there are times in my life when I absolutely sabotaged my success because I was so stuck on understanding that I completely missed the opportunity. And that is part of my defense mechanism. That was part of what kept me safe. I can hide in the knowledge. That's a really safe place for me to go. Even to this day, here I am 15, 16 years into being an entrepreneur, I can still waste an entire afternoon in research. Love it.
Yes. I know. I do that same thing. And now having access to the internet on my phone and having it with me all the time, oh my goodness, I can waste so much time that way. And then I'll realize, what good was that? What did I just accomplish?
And yet I believe that we deserve, and we've earned the right to have those escapes.
Right.
One of the things that I talk about in monetizing your uniqueness in my signature program is that, particularly as women, and I can only say this because I'm a woman, is we are so entrapped in this constant motion, needing to do something, be productive, work harder. If we're not getting the results that we want, our solution is to work harder, to put in more time.
Right.
You have whatever it takes, thinking that it's something that we're doing not enough of, not well enough. And in my discovery, what I learned was I did that in probably the first 6, 7, 8 years of my business. I was attempting to use a business model, and it's very different from a business plan, but a business model that did not play to my strengths.
Hmm.
I was forcing myself to be someone that wasn't authentically me. I couldn't show up 100% with who I am and all that I had to give because it was trying to fit into this imposed business model and perception of how I thought I needed to be as a business owner. Only when I could shatter all of that and allow myself, give myself permission to embrace all of my talents and gifts, which you know every one of us has, and say what those gifts are, no one else has. Mm-hmm. No one else is you, Karen. No one else in the world has your combination of skills, gifts, talents, experiences, adventures, memories. No one. And the world needs your gifts. The world needs my gifts. Only when I could own that and own the incredible responsibility that comes with that to say, all right, I am blessed with this ability that I have, these gifts that I have. Who am I to deny sharing that with the world? And as I reconstructed my business after 8 years, completely revamped it, created this business model because it works for me, mm-hmm. and it monetized my gifts. And as a result, I ended up with a much more lucrative business and working about half the amount of time. So truly, it was making more by working less.
Yeah.
The key to that was discovering my uniqueness and then designing this business model around it so that I am always in this high energy, high resonance, high vitality space. And that's where truly where I want to be.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense. We were all given certain talents and lived through certain experiences for a reason, to share them with other people and find out what it is that we've learned from those experiences and how those make us a stronger person so that we can share that with other people. That's such an important thing for people to realize.
It is. And now that I have this freedom to be me, what this has done is given me more time, more freedom to pursue many other interests that I have outside of the working world. And one of those is to read. I devour books. Mm-hmm. I love to read. Well, I recently read a book by Sharon Salzberg. It's called Real Love. And what she said in that book, the message was so brilliant and so incredibly simple. Her message was this, that love is not a feeling. Love is an ability that we learn. Now, I used to think that love was a feeling. And granted, there are emotions that are connected with love. But truthfully, Karen, I had to learn the ability. I had to develop the ability to love. That started with loving with myself. I had to love me, again, warts and all, defects mm-hmm. and all. I had to move into self-acceptance and experience love on the inside before I could receive it from others mm-hmm. and then mirror it back to them. So in this discovery process, of which I will never be finished,
right.
the adventure, the tidbit that was meaningful to me is that when we are ready, we will hear what we need to hear. And then we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to take action on what we've heard, or we have the opportunity or the choice to say, not quite ready to do that. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity every day to develop our ability to love, to be loved, and to enjoy love and experience love. We also can make the choice not to do that. Each day, we have choices. And the decisions that we make today, the choices that we make today, will determine what we will experience tomorrow.
Yeah, that is so true. Also, you'll be surrounded by people. You know, people will come into your life that are meant to be there for a reason. I'm really finding that now as I'm connecting with really just amazing people all over the world and learning things from each one.
That's right. And fortunately for you, Karen, you are astute enough to know that this was something that you needed to listen to. Creating this podcast was something that you were ready to do and for your own growth and development needed to do. And now you are being of assistance and having an impact on women around the world as they listen to your program. That is something that you created, which is huge.
Yeah. You know, I just really want to, if anything, any one thing I can say that I say can inspire somebody or make somebody realize, yeah, you know what? I felt that way. So she can do this. Then I can do anything I put my mind to. So
I believe that we were born with absolutely everything we needed to succeed at whatever we chose to succeed at. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? A newborn does not come into this world with low self-esteem or a lack of confidence or a feeling or a sensation of not being enough. That's a learned attitude. It's a learned message. We do come into this world with the mental capacity to do and be what we want to be. For some, it's to make a huge impact on the world, maybe very indirectly, like a Mother Teresa.
Right.
But at the same time, this little tiny woman who also was consumed with doubt and fear on occasion made a huge impact in the lives of the children that she touched. That was not her intention. However, she definitely had the attention of the world. Likewise, each one of us, however big or small our world is, we have an opportunity to make a tremendous impact. That impact could be setting a terrific example for our daughters, our children, our grandchildren. It could be overcoming an obstacle or a challenge that we did not think we could ever overcome. It could be sharing our courage, our vulnerabilities with those who think that they're alone. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear that you've created with your podcast, Karen, and what a tremendous gift is that.
Thank you.
You and I are doing our part to make the world a better place.
Right, we are. We are trying our best for sure. So how can people find out more about the work that you do? Because it's such an amazing thing, and I really want as many people as possible to find out how it is they can discover their uniqueness and learn to find a way to make it into something that will give them a life they love. I mean, that's just the ultimate. To me, that's the ultimate. That's my dream.
As it was mine. Why I started my Facebook group and I titled it Having a Business and a Life You mm-hmm. Love.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can have both.
Right. Yes. And I absolutely love that group. That's how I discovered you, is through that group. And there are a lot of groups out there for women entrepreneurs, but I just loved yours because it wasn't focusing just on business. It's on loving, you know, your business, yourself, and your life.
Exactly. Well, the first easiest way perhaps to get in touch with me is through my website, which is Susan Bock, B as in boy, OCK.com. Mm-hmm. That's SusanBock.com. You have an opportunity to opt in for 5 fast action steps to make more by working less. That's a very popular item these days.
Yes, yes.
And that will then automatically put you on my blog post list so that you'll receive a weekly post from me. Every Tuesday it goes out. Combination of inspiration and business, of enlightenment and humor, mm-hmm. knowledge and some fun. Mm-hmm. I have to have some fun. Next option is through the Facebook group that you mentioned, Karen, which is Loving Your Life and Your Business. And the third option is that this week, I am opening up a limited workshop, limited in size. It's a 3-hour workshop to become a client attractor. It's turning your business into a client magnet. And we focus 100% on creating a business model that will help you attract your ideal client. And during this 3-hour workshop, and yes, it is a workshop. Well, in fact, you will create your entire business model, and it's one piece of paper. That's one part of my VIP immersion. But this is such a vital part that I decided just to break it out and make it into a single workshop, because so many women are in need of this. And I want to be able to provide women with this skill and also this tool that can literally be a game changer for their business.
Yes, absolutely. And does that take place in Southern California?
It's virtual.
Oh, it is virtual. Yeah. Oh, it's actually virtual.
It takes place on Zoom.
And when is that is taking place?
Actually, it's on the 12th of March.
Okay.
So again, you can go to my website now and you can sign up for it. As I said, space is limited because I do have hands-on personal attention for each one of the participants. So be sure to sign up early so that you make sure you get in.
Yes.
I would love to have you there. And can I just say, Karen, that the opportunity and what you shared with me before the call about reading my story made writing that story so much easier.
Mm.
So I thank you for that because it obviously made a difference to you. It had an impact on you. Mm-hmm. And any time that I can positively influence someone's life, then that's been a gold star day.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I am so glad that you wrote that and that I was able to find out about that through your website, because it was, the entire book is great. There are amazing stories in there, but yours just really spoke to me. So thank you. Thank you for putting that down on paper. Well, I look forward now to your workshop. Now that I know it's virtual, I'm absolutely going to attend. So, and I just encourage everybody to join Susan's Facebook group, because it really is. It's just such a positive, encouraging atmosphere. I love it because that hasn't been my experience on all the Facebook groups I've joined. So, and it's loving your business, your life, and yourself, I think is what it's called, isn't it? Yeah. So, everybody, you should definitely go and join the group. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Susan. It's just been such a fantastic opportunity to hear more from you.
Thank you, Karen. As you can tell, this comes from my heart and my soul. It's very humbling to be who I am today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Best to you and big virtual hugs to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Well, that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Susan as much as I enjoyed talking to her. Be sure to go to Susan's website to register for her interactive virtual workshop scheduled for March 12th that will help you to step out of overwhelm and achieve the business success you're desiring. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, my next episode will be released on March 20th and every other Tuesday after that until I'm settled into my new place and will be able to start publishing episodes on a weekly basis again. I would love to hear what you thought about today's episode and whether or not you struggle with a nonstop head committee that needs to be relieved of their duties and replaced with cheerleaders that will encourage you and help you to get in touch with your uniqueness and the gifts and talents that only you've been given. All you have to do is visit the show's website at www.new30podcast.com and leave a comment or click the connect button to email me. I can't wait until the 20th. So until then, have a great week and thank you so much for listening to the New 30 Podcast.